Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm Zainab Sadat, and you're listening to Youth Station from IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is also Zainab Askari, a co-host of Zainab Sadat. Hi Zainab, assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Hi, thank you.
In this holy month, we have a very, very, you know, interesting day, interesting narrations, interesting things about Night of Destiny.
Since we're in Ramadan al-Kareem, may Allah accept your worships and your deeds.
Because it's said, you know, that the hours, its hours are the best of the hours, its days are the best of the days, its minutes are the best of the minutes. You know, we have narrations that a fasting person, his breath, his sleeping is all worship. So may Allah accept all that from you.
Yes, for you too.
Thank you.
As you know, we're going to talk about one of the most nights of this month, known as Laylatul Qadr, or the Night of Destiny. Yes.
Zainab, is that one night or is that several nights?
You know, there are different narrations about when the Holy Quran was descended to our Holy Prophet Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. There are several narrations about the exact Laylatul Qadr. We have one special night of destiny. That night is quite different from other nights, since the angels, you know, the angels we have in Quran, Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr. This special night is better than 1,000 nights in a year.
Wow.
Yes, and the angels descend to the earth and they listen to whatever we say, and that is quite some kind of an offer.
All right.
You know, some kind of a big offer for us. We have different narrations that the Night of Destiny is whether on the 19th night of Ramadan or 21st or 23rd night of Ramadan. And we...
So it's just one night, but there's a doubt about
night,
the dates.
But yes, there is the discussion about the exact night. So...
Well,
I am
more interested about the night itself. The night, you called it the night, is better than 1,000 months. That is so much, you know?
Yes, yes.
So what is this night about? Why is it called as Night of Destiny?
You know, the importance of this night is due to the fact that we as people on this very special night have the opportunity to ask God to change our destiny. We can, you know, somehow enhance the situation for ourselves in the coming year.
So can we?
Yes, we can. And that is why people stay awake, stay wide awake all the night.
People carrying Quran on their head.
Yes, you know, they take a vow. They ask God to just
forgive their
mistakes and to bless them with his maghfira, rahma, or blessings, and bestow them his blessing. And that is why this night is so great and important for us, you know, because we can change something about our lives in this very special night.
Is there some particular time period, like for how long can you change your destiny?
I have heard that until adhan al-subh, until the
morning prayers.
Morning prayers. The night is considered as Laylatul Qadr until
the Night of Destiny.
Yes.
I think there are narrations that your destiny is written for a year or so.
Thank you.
I have a question in my mind. Like, if we say that our destiny is already written, like when we are born, our destiny is written.
Yes, then, predetermined somehow.
Yeah, like how are we able to change it? Like, or what is the concept of making du'as or supplications, especially in this night, and when a person is born with a written destiny?
You know, yes, I accept that, and it is an accepted fact that our destiny has been pre-written from the very first day of our creation.
Okay.
Yes, we all accept that. But there are some opportunities that God gives us to just make changes in those things that are going to happen to us. For example, imagine a store.
Okay.
Or a shop, a big shop, that you every day go in there and just buy things you want. But on some special days in the year, the shop or the market offers some discounts and you can buy lots of things with a much more cheaper price, in a much more lesser
than
price.
Than normal prices.
Yes. And Laylat al-Qadr is... If you want to put it in a comparison, it's somehow like this.
Okay.
God has given us the opportunity to ask him, to beg him, in fact, to in fact make our destiny better and our encounters in life would change.
All right. You remind me of the story. You know, there's a story wherein we say, like, I asked God, when I have a pre-written destiny, then why supplications? Why du'as? Then why I need to ask you? Because it's already pre-written. My making du'a or supplications does not make sense. Then the story goes on and says, God replied, maybe I have written whatever you ask me.
Yes.
So maybe it's in your
so
destiny.
Beautiful. Yes.
Maybe whatever you ask me and I'll provide you that. So asking supplication is necessary. And with these supplications, with these, you know, du'as, we can change our destiny for sure.
Yes.
But I have one more question since, like, you know, just to expand the topic. When our destiny is pre-written or when we write our destiny in this night, making supplications, making dua, standing for whole night in the prayers and putting on Quran and on our heads and asking for prayers, giving Allah the name of all imams, telling him for his sake and for his sake, please forgive me and give me this and that, we are making so many requests. I have this question that... do we even have choice? Like, whatever is written on that night, all right? So does that mean throughout the whole year, we don't have any other choice? We are left with no choice? It's all force?
No, it's not.
Okay.
When we're talking about the opportunity that we have in that night, it means that we're not forced. As I said, you know, our destiny has been pre-written. But we
can we change things?
God has given us the opportunity to ask him and beg him, and
so we
he
have
will
choices.
Change things.
So we have choices, you mean?
Yes, yes,
so like
definitely.
How
we have
I want you to
imagine that you don't have a house for yourself of your own, and in case you ask God and beg him in the Laylatul Qadr, night of destiny, to give you a house of your own. So, do you think after you're asking God on that special night, God would give you a house?
I think that house is not just a thing that God can give me. He can give me much more than I can even imagine. He understands.
Yes.
He
Very
knows.
Yes.
He is this. He is that. But there's a, like, you know, we have a concept of tawassul, the concept of connectivity in Islam. Like, you know, you refer to Ahlul Bayt, you refer to the progeny of Prophet Muhammad, or the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, himself and his, you know, you refer to his family and you say Allah that for the sake of Prophet, for the sake of, you know, the Ahlul Bayt, for the sake of Imams, please give me this and that. And that's how you make the connection. God gives you everything. I'll give you an example. I just made a donation of some $30, okay, recently, for the shrine of Imam Hussain Alisa. Mm-hmm. And I had no intention of, like, taking something back, asking Imam, begging Imam, please give me this and that for $30.
Yeah.
I just gave it selflessly with very much sincerity. And I tell you, I got something within no time. I received a thing in my home that I was in very much need of, and it costed somewhat around, say, $300. So something of $300.
Interesting.
Yeah. I donated just $30 and I returned. I got back $300 thing I was very much in need of. So without even asking, when a servant of God, Imam Hussein al-Islam, can give me, why not Allah? And especially in these nights, especially in the days of this month are called the best of the days. The hours are called the best of the hours. And these nights, the special nights, which you rightly mentioned, that are better than 1,000 months. So why not? Why he cannot listen? So he listens without you asking him. But Allah says, call upon me and I will respond. So I personally think that it's not all about the wealth, like the luxurious life, the house and all.
That's what I wanted to say.
I, as a human, think that this is better for me. But my Creator knows much better what is better for me, what is good for me, what is bad for me.
Yeah.
And if I am asking for something and He's not responding to that, there is definitely some wisdom hidden behind. You know, He sometimes gives me back with some, He gives me good health. He gives me patience. He gives me extra. He gives me the opportunity to stay away from sins. That in itself is a great blessing.
Yes.
So not only He gives you back materialistically, He also grows you spiritually.
Blessings, yes. Yeah. Things that you need, but you even might not know what exactly they are, the things that you need. And definitely God has plans. Yes, God is the omniscient.
Okay.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Zainab, you know, let's give our topic a new direction. I think there are people who believe that when everything is written, what I am here supposed to do, I have life with force, I am living with force, and everything is by force.
Yes.
And especially they attach this force to religion. And when everything is pre-written, everything is by force, we don't have any choice. Do you think we don't have any choice in the life, like we don't have any choice of selection, which way to go, what to do? Because you came, you know, you are born in a particular country by force. You do not come in a country by choice. You're obligated to be born in this situation.
Your family members, you cannot change your family members.
Yeah.
You cannot change your features, your race, your gender.
There are a lot of things that are by force, but not everything is related to religion. For example, you get hungry. That's force. You cannot remain all the time like I say, I am book, I am not feeling hungry, I'm not feeling thirsty. Like in Ramadan, we feel so much of hunger and thirst.
Yes.
And so this is also a force, but it's up to me. We also have a choice. It's up to me what I eat. Do I eat haram or do I eat halal? Do I eat something that's forbidden or do I eat something that I have a choice to
eat? Am I permitted to eat or not? Especially in Ramadan.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So we have choices as well as force. There are certain things that are as force, but they are in all religions. They are natural. And there are certain things that are a choice. And we can change our destiny with the supplications, especially in these nights. Thank you so much, Zainab, for being
with us. You're welcome. And thank you for participating in this discussion and giving us lots of information. Okay, dear listeners, I ask you to keep us in your du'as and in your prayers on these blissful nights and days, and do not forget us in your special prayers in Ramadan.
You too, Zainab, do not forget me.
And you too. And
inshallah,
I really need your du'as, really need your prayers and positive energy. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength. strengthen my weakness and my love, and my love.